When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. Family curses, the truth, the science, and the shadow of inherited evil. Welcome, dear listeners, to Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we delve into one of humanity's most ancient and unsettling beliefs, the idea that misfortune can be inherited, that a dark shadow can cling to a family line, passing from generation to generation, like a hidden stain. We are exploring the chilling concept of family curses and generational demons, a terrifying notion that speaks to fears far older than recorded history, suggesting that fate itself can be a cruel, predetermined legacy. For centuries, across cultures and continents, the idea of an inherited burden, a curse laid upon a lineage, has permeated folklore, mythology, and deeply held spiritual beliefs. In ancient Greece, the tragic sagas of houses like Atreus depicted generations cursed by the gods for ancestral crimes, plagued by madness, murder, and ruin that unfolded like a grotesque, predetermined play. Biblical narratives speak of sins of the father being visited upon future generations, of lineages marked by divine wrath. Roman execration tablets, cursed by the desperate and vengeful, sought to inflict misfortune upon entire families. The chilling thought was that the very air a family breathed might be tainted by a past transgression, ensuring a bleak future for its unwitting descendants. As history progressed into medieval and early modern Europe, the fear of curses often intertwined with witchcraft accusations. A barren field, a string of infant deaths, perpetual illness, or recurring financial ruin might be attributed to a malevolent spell cast upon a family, a dark pact made generations prior, now collecting its due. But beyond overt hexes, there was the more insidious fear of a family being simply marked, perhaps by an ancestor's grave transgression or a careless pact with unseen forces. This often manifested as the belief in a specific entity, a family demon or a malevolent spirit, tied directly to a bloodline, feeding on its misfortunes, guiding its members towards destructive patterns, or simply reveling in their inherited suffering. This wasn't merely bad luck. It was a cosmic predestination of pain, a malevolent force actively orchestrating misfortune. Across the globe, similar beliefs resonated. Many Asian cultures speak of ancestral curses resulting from disrespect or unaddressed grievances towards the departed, manifesting as ill health, poverty, or tragic accidents for the living descendants, until balance is restored. African spiritual traditions often acknowledge the power of ancestral spirits, both benevolent and malevolent, whose influence can impact a family's destiny for generations, sometimes requiring intricate rituals and offerings to cleanse a lineage of inherited spiritual burdens or appease forgotten ancestors. The universality of this belief speaks to a deep-seated human need to find order in chaos, to explain suffering, and to grapple with the terrifying idea that our destinies might not entirely be our own, but rather echoes of ancient pacts or forgotten wrongs. Perhaps the most famous modern example of an alleged family curse in the Western world is that of the Kennedy family, a dynasty of immense power, charm, and privilege, yet tragically plagued by a relentless string of misfortunes. The pattern is haunting. Joseph P. Kennedy Jr., eldest son and aspiring politician, killed in action during World War II. Kathleen Kennedy Cavendish, lost in a plane crash. John F. Kennedy, assassinated in his prime. Robert F. Kennedy, also assassinated just 5 years later. David Kennedy, succumbing to a drug overdose. Michael Kennedy, dying in a skiing accident. And perhaps the most recent, most publicly agonizing, was John F. Kennedy Jr., lost in a plane crash with his wife and sister-in-law. The pattern of sudden, violent, public deaths, often in the very prime of their lives, seems to defy mere coincidence. For many, this relentless series of tragedies, striking down a family seemingly touched by greatness, could only be explained by a pervasive, inherited darkness, a generational curse that clung to the Kennedy name like an invisible shroud, demanding a continuous toll. But how truly does such a curse manifest? Is it a literal entity, a malevolent spirit feeding on despair? Or is it a more subtle, yet equally terrifying, force that warps destiny? Those who believe in family demons describe a feeling of oppressive presence, a sense of being driven by unseen impulses, a destructive pattern that feels inherited rather than chosen. They speak of chronic addiction, pervasive mental illness, recurring financial ruin, broken relationships, or patterns of abuse that seem to repeat across generations, almost as if a malevolent script is being played out, unbidden by each successive descendant. It's the chilling sensation that something else is guiding their hands, clouding their judgment, whispering destructive desires into their ears. This insidious influence feels like a weight, a heavy cloak of misfortune that passes from parent to child, an inescapable destiny. The idea that perhaps, deep within our own psyches, lies a corrupted inheritance, a family demon passed down through the hidden channels of our lineage. From a scientific and psychological perspective, the phenomenon of inherited misfortune finds profound and often equally chilling explanations. The concept of generational trauma is now well established. Experiences of war, famine, systemic abuse, poverty, or profound loss can indeed manifest across generations, not necessarily as a supernatural curse, but as deeply ingrained psychological patterns. Descendants may exhibit higher rates of PTSD, anxiety, depression, or dysfunctional coping mechanisms, even without directly experiencing the original trauma themselves. Epigenetics, the study of how environment and behavior can cause changes that affect the way genes work, even suggests that traumatic experiences can chemically alter our DNA, influencing how future generations respond to stress and adversity, effectively passing down a biological predisposition to certain struggles. Beyond trauma, the repetition of behaviors within families can create cycles that feel inescapable. Learned behaviors, how we manage stress, how we relate to others, how we cope with failure, even how we perceive ourselves, are often unconsciously passed down. Addiction, codependency, destructive relationship patterns, or a propensity for financial ruin can be tragically inherited through example and environment, even if no explicit teaching occurs. This creates a powerful, almost magnetic pull towards patterns of misfortune. And then there's confirmation bias. Once the belief in a curse takes root, every negative event, every setback, every illness is immediately interpreted through that specific, ominous lens, solidifying the conviction in the mind of the afflicted, potentially becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you believe you are cursed to fail, you may unconsciously sabotage your own success. If you believe your family is destined for tragedy, you may interpret unfortunate coincidences as inescapable doom, surrendering to the perceived inevitable. Yet, despite these compelling psychological and scientific explanations, the power of the belief in family curses and demons persists. There is a deep, human need for explanation, a desire to find a cause for suffering that feels larger than ourselves, a culprit for the chaos. The weight of inherited misfortune often feels too heavy, too consistent, to be merely bad luck or genetic predisposition. The narrative of a curse or a demon offers a framework, a mythical structure to an otherwise chaotic and painful reality, providing a tangible enemy to fight or a clear lineage to understand. And so, throughout history, individuals and families have sought rituals, blessings, or spiritual interventions to break these perceived curses, often finding profound psychological relief and empowerment in the act of externalizing and confronting their inherited burdens, real or imagined. The truth, the science, and the belief in family curses converge in a fascinating and unsettling space. Even if the demon is a manifestation of unaddressed trauma or a learned pattern, the feeling of its oppressive presence is profoundly real, impacting lives with a chilling certainty. The question that lingers in the shadows, a whisper carried on the winds of generations, is this: does negative energy, unhealed trauma, or repeated destructive patterns simply mimic a malevolent entity? Or do they, in fact, create a fertile ground, inviting something truly dark to take root? Are some inherited traits, some family legacies, truly shadowed by something unseen? A generational entity that feeds on despair, ensuring that the whisper of a curse never truly dies? Thank you for joining me tonight on Whispers from the Dark. Until next time, may your lineage be blessed. And may any shadows from the past find no purchase in your present.